Stepping out of my rental car, the Canadian air bites my lungs. An ache in my hip takes my mind back to when a walker was both friend and foe. With it, I could escape my room, but it betrayed me, revealing the weakness in my body. I walked into the convention center with my brother and sister by my side. They abandoned the warmth of Arizona to watch me compete for the very first time. They comment on my stride. I stop and look at the sign, World Bench Press Championships. All falls silent. 7 years earlier, I sat in deafening silence in a sterile room. My oncologist came in and he didn't pull any punches. "Your blood work hasn't changed," he said, "and your body is not responding to the treatments. 6 months, possibly a year, is what you have left to live." His words hit me square in the face. I'd been beaten up before, but never like this. In eighth grade, getting knocked down had become as common as math quizzes. My heart raced as I hurried down the halls from class to class. I took a different route each day to avoid the bully. It didn't always work. I'd lower my eyes and scurry along, hoping to just disappear when he saw me. In my meager state, he'd slam his shoulder into mine, sending me and my books tumbling to the floor. His deep laughter filled the air. I scrambled to pick up my books, my mind racing. Did anyone see this? Are they laughing? Will I be late for class? If only I were bigger and stronger, I could stand up to him. Mr. Ludwig, our PE teacher, took up the entire doorway as he stood waiting for us. His massive chest swallowed the whistle that hung from his neck. "I bet no one pushes him around," I thought. After class, I mustered up enough courage to ask him, "Coach, how did you get so big and strong?" He answered with a question, "Is everything okay?" "No," I confided in him. "No, everything was not okay." I skulked around the halls every day at school trying to dodge that bully who picked on me as his moving target. Coach encouraged me to take up weightlifting, and it became an obsession. By the first day in ninth grade, my friends didn't recognize me. "Dan?" they asked, bewildered. Coach Ludwig, however, said, "Dan, looks like you've been lifting." I told him this year would be different. I was going to fight the bully. He had a better idea. A note got me out of sixth period class, and my heart raced as I walked to the gym. Silence met me in the locker room, but it was broken when the school bully asked why I was there. I changed and I went to the gym. Wrestling mats had been rolled out, and coach told us to stretch and warm up. He chose two kids to come to the center. And as the anticipation built inside me, I had to tell myself to breathe. After the first match, coach called my name. After a long pause, he called the bully. I was staring my tormentor in the face. This was the moment I had been waiting for. The whistle blew, and a violent collision ensued like two bulls fighting for territory, pushing, pulling, trying to get an advantage. A window opens up. I grabbed his arm and his head together and stepped forward, throwing my hips under his stomach. With all my strength, I threw, twist. I see the ceiling. I was on top, squeezing his arm and head with all my might. Arching my back with only my feet touching the ground forced all the weight against his chest. His face turned bright purple, his eyes wild with panic. I'm not sure, but I believe the coach gave me a few extra seconds to hold him in that grip before he called the pin. The sound of his massive hands slapping the mat broke that silence. That familiar silence began to surround me again as I warmed up at the World Bench Press Championships in Canada. I chalked my hands up. The announcement seems faint. A new world record attempt of 683 pounds. but the voice in my mind was loud. Stand up to this weight, do not back down. I swiftly approached the bench, automatically laying down and gripping the bar. I lower the massive weight to my chest, pause, and press. I can barely get it to budge. I walked away feeling defeated. What should I do? Return? Retreat? I try to focus for the second attempt. I sat frozen. My brother finally approaches. Your name was called, he said. I locked eyes with him. I will break the record. I returned to the bench, lay down, gripped the bar, once again lowering the massive weight, 683 pounds, down to my chest, and I pause. My mind screams, "You will not defeat me." I press with all my might, lock and hold. This time my body doesn't betray me. It brings me back to victory. Silence is broken, and the record was broken too.
Dan Cummings lifted 683 pounds. 683 pounds to break the bench press world record in 2003. He lives, works, and writes in Sioux City with his family. Dan told his story at the Ode event, Inspirations and Influences. Next Wednesday, Leslie Erickson takes a walk into the woods, stepping into an ancient world that she had never known.
Half buried in the earth or jutting up in the night air, covered with crumbly loam and slippery moss, these massive boulders had been pushed down the slopes of now disappeared mountains by the slow, powerful force of an ancient glacier.
Ode is a storytelling series where community members tell true stories on stage. It was founded by Allie Carson. The next Ode storytelling event is Wednesday, May 25th at 6:30 p.m. in ISU Design West. To learn more, find Ode Storytelling on Facebook. The music you're hearing is by Annie Owl. You can also find her on Facebook. Find the stories we have broadcast on kwit.org. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.
I want to learn how to pick up the pieces and put you back together. Just like a child and a baby doll, we can put it back together. I'll keep your lovely bones and stick on little wings. I'll only let you go when your heart starts to limp. Do 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 do. Holding on to hope, 'cause it